the position was vacant or inactive for over 2 years. The Polisario stopped engaging with the special representative of the Secretary General for the past 3 years, while Morocco stopped engagement over the past 2 years. I think for the Mistura, who is a seasoned UN diplomat, and the last position he held was the special envoy of the Secretary General to Syria, gives him a different weight in approaching the mediation and the tasks of his mission for the Secretary General. I think the Mistura will have to start from the point where Kohler, who was the previous special envoy and the former president of Germany, was the formula of the round table meetings that took place in Switzerland. This can be a good starting point for him. On the other side, the incursions continues across the eastern berm and retaliation or defensive from the western berm. The MINURSO, which is the UN mission in the Sahara, faces difficulties operationally. While they have freedom of movement on the western berm and security, this is lacking on the eastern side. They cannot conduct patrols, whether by air or by land, on the eastern side, while in the western, they conduct within a buffer zone. The incursion in the buffer zone known as Girgarat between Morocco and the Sahrawi territories still faces a disruption for the traffic of people and trade between Morocco and Mauritania. So it's getting very complicated. So I don't think that the Mistura is going to be ready to submit anything major. However, there is a chance to resume the political track, but there have to be more clear timeline, and that would be lacking.
In December 2020, then President Donald Trump broke with previous U.S. positions and recognized Morocco's sovereignty over the whole of Western Sahara. At the end of August, Algeria, Morocco's neighbor and rival and a key backer of the Polisario Front, broke off diplomatic relations with Rabat, particularly over Western Sahara. How different would be the role of the UN envoy, given the rising tensions between Morocco and Algeria and the U.S. recognition?
Algeria's decision to sever diplomatic ties with Morocco, this was motivated by their domestic agenda and calculations and not directly linked to the Polisahara issue. Nevertheless, at the same time, you see that Algeria was also part of the round table negotiation rounds in Geneva. So they are an invisible player. This gives them a little bit leverage with their allies, in this case, the Sahrawi, living in the eastern berm, but does not really have any conclusive action to impact the situation on the ground. The U.S. decision to recognize the sovereignty of Morocco over the Sahara region came out of political calculations by President Trump. Nevertheless, this is a binding decision for the U.S. Government, since it was also deposited at the U.N. So this took care of the international aspect. However, there are 15 members in the Security Council, including the U.S. You have to convince at least other 9 without any veto to recognize the sovereignty of Morocco. Unfortunately, this is not happening. There are much more difficult geostrategic calculations involved in this regard, and it will be almost unrealistic to foresee that this is happening anytime soon. Although the referendum was part of the resolutions associated with the Sahara issue in the past, this has not been the case for quite a long time, probably after special envoy back then was James Baker III, who was a former U.S. Secretary of State. The talk which Algeria and the Polisario keep ignoring is about self-governing.